What time is it? Showtime. The brothers discuss sports and provide betting tips. The best kept secret in sports investing. Please welcome Bolt Brady and his bro.
Well, hello out there, everyone. Welcome in to Bolt Brady and his bro. Hope everyone out there is enjoying their summer, kicking it with the fam or playing some golf, whatever you're up to. We hope you're having a great time, but let's chat some sports here with that guy, Bolt.
The dog days of summer are upon us here.
Mm-hmm.
Not much sports going on, but we're still here to kick it with you, and we thought we'd have some fun, talk about some subjects, some sports, some betting, some current events that are going on in sports. For like example, which everyone is talking about, I thought we'd touch on it first. Big Bill Belichick dating the 24-year-old
and his hot honey.
Now, is that true? I mean, I guess it is, right?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the pictures. I think like the rest of them, what are they coming out of, like a restaurant or something? But then it was like a 3 or 4 weeks ago where someone had the ring picture of him like leaving her pad with the shirt off.
Yeah, right. So come on,
I hadn't put together that it was her. And I'm like, that's what she looks like.
Oh, it showed her?
It showed him this week coming out of like a restaurant or whatever, you know, and she was in white pants or whatever, and like she's definitely attractive, you know, 24, brunette. I think it said they met on an airplane. They were across from each other or something.
Yeah, it says she's a cheerleader. Was she a Patriots cheerleader?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, so anyway, you know, what's the age difference? It's like
73 and she's 24.
Yeah, so it's almost 50. So anyway, everyone's like, dude, Bill, blah, 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 blah. I'm not saying, hey, Bill, it's the other way around for me. I'm like, you're 24, right? I mean, most dudes are pretty much at their prime at 24. You could make a case for that. So she's hanging out with all her girlfriends, and all her girlfriends are hanging out with these guys that are probably pretty yoked. And then there's a thing when you get older called the dad bod, right? Mm-hmm. It's like the married guy, and he's out of shape. Even if he was like the ex-athlete and stuff, a lot of people go down that road. Well, how about the grandpa bod? I mean, get serious with this lady. Like,
Bill does a little bit of like the chest still, like the press. You can kind of see it in the hooded sweatshirt. But yeah,
I mean, come on, though. I mean, dude, that someone that old, I mean, no one's in that great of shape. And if you are, wow, congrats. But I mean, like, Bill whipping the shirt off, she can't be like, wow, that is legit, Big Bill.
She goes, but when Bill whips out the wallet,
yep,
that part is legit.
And that part makes up for it.
Because the 24-year-old dudes have no chips.
That's true.
Unless they're on the Patriots.
That's true. She's like, I go from Taco Bell to the steakhouse and wine with Big Bill here.
Yeah, she goes, well, I can get the, not that she needs it at that age, but like the Botoxer and the clothes, all that's covered here.
She goes, usually the 24-year-old and I take the Uber. Bill's got the limo. We usually take Southwest. Bill's got the private jet.
Yeah.
And then her friends are like, okay, I can see why you got the grandpa bod now.
Yeah, that ring thing, it just didn't register with me till they showed her this week. I'm like, oh, wow.
Well, so the ring thing, though.
if that's her ring, how did that get out to, like, the, you know, publications?
Well, right, and how do we even know that's her pad? And I'm not even so sure. I mean, it looks like Bill, but you're not for sure.
No, it was him. I mean, what, you're just saying Bill's on the prowl right now, like, just single dude?
Well, first of all, I mean, we don't even know, like, how current it is. You know, it could have been, like, last year or whatever. But, yeah, I mean, Big Bill hits the town in Boston, gets a little tuned up, heads home with the honey, and then she catches him on the ring on the way out. It's like, I was with Bill last night, and they're like, sure you were. And she's like, check out the ring, big guy. And so they're like, wow, that does look like Bill. Okay.
Rings are great. You know, when we moved, they had one in our door, and I was like, put it on my phone. I'm like, actually, this thing's sweet. I mean, can you imagine growing up back? We didn't have them, but it's like now you're just, it shows when you leave, when you come home, what's in your hand. You're kind of like, man,
right?
Get out of my mix here, mom.
Like, right. Well, and you know, you were saying, can you imagine when we grew up? Well, yeah, we didn't have those, but you mentioned that someone in your neighborhood one of the kids got caught for doorbell ditching because of the ring.
Yeah. Luckily, my oldest wasn't around because he's gone out with these guys before. But three of his buddies kind of went through this neighborhood last weekend. And I saw the mom. She's like, did you see on the nextdoor.com, you know, this lady blasted the kids on there? And I'm like, no. No. So they went doorbell ditching, and the lady got pissed because they gave it a kick at the end.
Right.
And her gate got a little dinged or something. So she took the pictures of three boys and throws it up on that site next door, the chat forum.
Right.
And you could see them. And some guys, like, I can tell by the kid's baseball shirt. He played in this thing up in Chico, California. And, like, they pinpointed it.
Wow.
And the parents were just like, parent your kids. Stop, you know, worrying about your social life and take care of them.
Of course.
So she was, like, super embarrassed. She had to DM the lady and say, can you please take this down? We'll handle this behind the scenes.
No kidding.
But yeah, the ring nabbed him and she just throws it up on the internet.
Well, and then I got, you know, of course we've got to throw a 409 in. Wow, let's clean it up. Who gets the 409 this week? Well, we traveled down to Los Angeles. The last name is Stafford, but it's not Matt. It's his wife. She was on a podcast as a guest, and she starts chitting about how when she wanted to make Matt pissed off that she started dating the backup quarterback.
At Georgia?
Yep, to get him mad.
Oh, God.
Right. So this lady seems to forget the reason why she's on this podcast is because of Matt and it, you know, him being the celebrity. So yeah, so she's chitting about, you know, dating. That's obviously the secret word for banging. The backup quarterback. And I'm like, wow, Matt, she must have come home from that. And Matt goes, are you serious? Like, do you want me to go on the podcast and chit about me and all the cheerleaders? I mean, what a joke.
Right? Why are we even going there?
Yeah. Wow.
Why are people interested in what she has to say?
No kidding.
Seems like they just put her out there when she says something controversial.
Right.
You know, and it's always kind of ill-timed. But, you know, and here we are back to, like, the slow news cycle. There's not much going on.
Right.
Like, what's Matt Stafford's wife saying this week? Something silly.
No kidding. Well, something that's a little bit better that's in the news now is dun-dun-dun-dun, the Lakers new head coach, J.J. Redick.
Mm-hmm.
So when they were chitting about this, right, with Hurley, you know, they were talking about how Hurley's like their number one guy, and then they had Redick. And I'm like, dude, did I miss something here? Like, where has this guy been the assistant coach? I mean, where has he been working on the career? You know, I know he's got the podcast with LeBron,
mm-hmm.
and he's on, like, ESPN and stuff. And so sure enough, I mean, he's never even coached. And they're throwing him in at the head coaching job of the Los Angeles Lakers.
No. I mean, we saw it with Steve Nash like 5 years ago. The Nets tried it. And the plan is you throw these awesome NBA assistants who were head coaches. You put like three of them on the bench with them to kind of tell them how to run the show. And then like he's in charge because it's his new gig. But the experience is there behind him. But Nash, it didn't work with those three dudes. You know, Harden and Kyrie and Durant, just the attitudes couldn't mesh.
Right.
I don't think Steve Kerr had coached, really. He just, you know, had learned from Phil and Popovich.
Yeah, but he was like in management for the Phoenix Suns and stuff, so he was around it. Some other coaches that jumped right into it, big Derek Fisher.
Remember? Garb.
Dude.
Knicks.
Because Phil Jacks is like, I want him to run the triangle. So he'll know how to do it. So that was his thinking.
You need Kobe or Mike there, Phil.
No kidding.
For that to work.
And then you had big Mark Jackson for the Golden State Warriors.
Oh, he did a good job.
I mean, yeah, his record, and they said that he set the foundation.
Yeah, he kind of got jacked because, you know, they were just getting humming.
Yes.
And I don't know if he would have gotten him over the hump. You know, then Kerr came in and they were off and running.
Yeah, I've always thought about how difficult that seems like it would be for him to be the announcer for the Warriors games, you know, for NBC or whatever, when they're balling. And he's like, rotten, dude. As soon as I leave, these guys start taking off.
Yeah, there was stuff behind the scenes with Mark we didn't necessarily know all the details, but he kept his home in L.A., and he's a big part of his church. So like they're like, if he could, he'd fly back on Sundays and do like his service.
Where was that?
In LA, because he like still leads like the sermons and stuff down there. And they're like, just the scheduling and the availability and some of the attitude, like vibe with like, I'm sure with Steph and Clay wasn't where it could have been.
Yeah. And then another one is Jay Kidd, which, you know, they were kind of going over his career before now. And I'm like, I don't think that he would have been getting much props if it wasn't till this year. Cause, you know, he was with several teams, but he was with the Bucks.
He did the Nets. He did the Bucks didn't go well. Yeah. And he had Giannis.
That's what I mean. He had Jan and all he could scratch out was like a 500 record with Jan. So you're like, come on, dude, let's get her going. I mean, you got the Greek Freak on your squad.
Yeah, and then he went to the Lakers and was like under Vogel, I think during the bubble when they won it. And then Cuban gave him the shot again in Dallas.
Right. Okay, now, you know, I also mentioned that sometimes some listeners, excuse me, email us with questions. So here's one. Would you rather watch soccer or baseball in person? Because I know you love those.
I mean, depends on what I'm doing. But, you know, if it's like a big soccer game, like one of those like World Cups or like a Euro thing.
Right.
I think I'd rather be at that.
Well, no, that's huge. I mean, I think anyone would like that. Let's just say it was a regular soccer game.
Like MLS?
Yeah, MLS. And
like
not
just Seattle versus.
Right. Not our boy that's down in Miami.
Yeah, Messi.
Yeah, not him. Yeah, no, it's Seattle versus
Houston
or the San Jose Earthquakes or whatever, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Or you get to watch the A's versus the White Sox.
Wow.
First, which stadium has more people in it?
Well, at the A's game, I get to take the shirt off probably and go up top and just kick it.
Get some rays.
Right, because there's 2,000 people.
Get some sun. Yeah, you'd be able to take the shirt off and walk down lower to the better seats because no one's there.
If we're going just like basic MLS versus, I'd go baseball probably.
You know, I do think the location of the seating probably factors in, right? Do you think that, like, what if you had like sweet seats for soccer though? What if you were...
Well, I mean, like there's a team in Sacramento. It's like, it's called the Sac Republic. You've gone to some of those. I've never been, but how does that hold up?
Pretty good. I mean, you know, because we've got good seats.
But is it like the atmosphere and the environment like exciting?
They try, but I wouldn't say it's exciting. I mean, you have some, it's crazy. You have some diehards there that are like, there's probably 20 of them. And they're like, you know,
they're banging like the trash can drum
big time.
And they have the scarves on that have the team logo.
Yep. And they don't trap it the entire game. So, I mean, there's people that are trying, but, you know, most of the people are like just watching it. And a lot of younger kids, really. But yeah, it's cool to watch. I mean, I like soccer, though, you know. I used to dominate soccer, so it has a place in my heart.
Some scoring records back in Boulder, Colorado.
Oh, yes, I do. For those people back in Boulder, Colorado, if you could maybe check in on my records, goals in a season, all my friends from Colorado, they can back that up.
Actually, on a side sport subject here, a parent was telling me about a swim meet recently, and I was like, you know, some of those old school records, like county or city records, like you're going off of a parent's like thumb, like, you know, like, oh, you know, 24.2.
Right.
And I'm like, how do they do that now? Is it like the touchpad, like how the Olympics have those? And they're like, no, they, you know, the parents volunteer, but they throw three parents per lane and you're all holding this thing that goes back to the computer and you all, when you think they touch, you all click it, and then the computer averages those three for just that lane.
Wow, that's pretty legit.
So it's a little better than one person's thumb.
Yeah, no, that's a good call. But how about this? On that topic, I just read like last week that, you know, MJ was like Defensive Player of the Year and like MVP, and I think he was like the only person to ever do that or something like that. And so they started to say that maybe MJ's stats that year were a little bloopage and might not have been legit, because what they found is his stats at home were way better than on the road.
Oh.
And there was a scorekeeper that came out from like the Knicks or the Pacers or something, and he admitted, he's like, yeah, we used to bloop back in the day. We would juice our players' stats a little bit.
Like a couple more rebounds, a couple more assists.
Yeah, or a steal. You know, just think the difference between like 2.2 steals a game and 1.2 is huge. Like huge for the steals category.
Big time.
And so they're thinking maybe that they blooped on MJ's, and someone's like, because this guy was admitting to like doing things, and they're like, we're not going to go back on it. The stats are staying.
Well, yeah, because that, how do you, you know, we're going over the career assist leaders. It's like Magic, Stockton, Kidd, you know.
Right. Well, Stockton, then Madge.
I'm
Stockton's
saying, yeah, how many of those guys got pumped up like
sure
three a game?
Right. So to your point, just think how off those county records are. I mean, if the NBA stats might be off, holy, mm-hmm. just think, what if some guy's dad or mom is doing their own son and they just go, boop, and they stop it, like when he's a stroke away.
Well, I don't think you're supposed to be in your kid's lane.
Well, hey, who knows who's watching what back in that day, you know?
Yeah.
Or your friend. Your friend could do it for your kid. So, yep, those swim times must be bloops back in the day. if you swam, I swam the 1 year, the competitive. I think I was I eight, and I did the backstroke, and I was pretty legit at her, but I gave her up because
I had other callings.
I didn't want to go against Michael Phelps. I thought that he and I'd go neck and neck. It was too early in the morning.
Yeah, that schedule.
I mean, no chance was I doing that. I mean, when you're the little guy, you're like, dude, I've got the cartoons to watch. There's no way I'm going to hop in a cold pool.
6:30.
Because it's not even warm.
No.
Yeah.
I mean, that's probably better nowadays. I don't know if they, you know, look at, but yeah, that is early when you're the kid growing up.